Buffs WMFO in Medford. Hello everyone and welcome back to Cape Overland. Last week we did the modern electronic alternative rock slash pop group AGR and that was a load of fun. But for today I plan to go back to one of the godfather of EDM music, which is Daft Punk. This group, which I've already quickly mentioned during my Ovik show, is considered by many EDM artists as a major influence. This group is still extremely famous and has maintained a solid popular presence in charts throughout the years. So let's go through a little bit of history of who Daft Punk is, what the group is, and who are the founders. So history. Daft Punk is a French electronic music duo formed in Paris in 1993. The group consists of Guy Manuel de Homem-Christ and Thomas Bangalter. Their music is an interesting mix of funk, techno, disco rock, and of course, house. What is particularly interesting about the group is that they have formed their public image by using two robotic masks and are rarely showing their face. This actually started later on, since they started their tours and started their music showings while not actually wearing it, and I think it only started in the end of the 1990s, so I think around 1997 is when they started using them, but maybe a little bit earlier than that. So, with these helmets, the group is seeking the recognition of their music and not themselves, and this movement was later followed by artists such as Deadmau5, Cassette, and more recently, Marshmello. One comment I have to make before I go into the first album is that their music is not for everyone, and is best enjoyed in a club setting due to the highly repetitive nature of house and just the EDM of this time. So let's start in 1995 with Daft Punk. Released in 1995, Daft Punk is the perfect encapsulation of French house and synth pop. The song is carried, the song is carried by a constant 808 bass drum on each beat, accompanied on each downbeat by a sharp clap sample, or what sounds to be a reverted and distorted cymbal hit. So it's just a really cool, like, even though it was really early, within the whole EDM thing, they were already doing a lot of cool mixing for the samples, which is really cool. So I'm only going to be playing an extract of a song simply due to how repetitive it actually gets, but just what makes these songs still good and enjoyable is not their complexity, since frankly they're not that complex, and how they're doing stuff is just a really repetitive melody and with an accompanying drum beat, but just how well the different elements are merged together. And even though it gets a little bit repetitive, I still feel like the song is really good, and I'm going to be playing an extract now. that was Musique by Daft Punk. As you can probably imagine, the song just kind of keeps on going. Like, you have to be in the right mindset to hear this French synth pop slash French house. But it is a really good song and has some really good mixing. And it's really interesting how just the use of reverb makes you feel as in you're in a really big room, like a club, which was used for kind of a drop at the beginning. So let's go to the next album, which is in 1997, which is Homework. We have Revolution, which is the first, so this was the first officially released album, and so I'm going to be playing the extract of the song Revolution. What is so significant about this song is that it contains what I will refer as the Daft Punk bass, which is just a fantastic sounding bass. It's just really natural and really, really good. So I'm going to be play the beginning and then cut to a later part, but just, this is Daft Punk, you don't need to hear the wall song to know the wall song. So here we go, Revolution.
Thank you.
Here we go.
One more time. a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. All right. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
The song is much more complete now.
One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free.
One more time. The reason I also chose this song is that it contains some syncopation and the clap sound used. It's very light, but all claps are a little late, which creates a really cool effect when continued throughout the song. And also just instrument release and return are just really, really cool. So here we go into crescendos.
You
Voyager.
Working never over, working harder, making better, doing faster, make sense, over, all that never, power, working never.
Sneaking in a remix like this is a really interesting way of like seeing how EDM and just electronic music has changed throughout the years. What's really interesting about this kind of trap remix is just how much more it relies on the chords and stuff as the base of a song, which isn't used in the same way in the Daft Punk songs. This song is just really, really good, and I decided to play this song and this remix in particular because I had already heard it, and I just think it's really a god-tier remix, especially with a drop, with the use of like glitchy stuff and like a lot of effects happening within the sample, and it just was really, really well done, so props to Far Out. And we're going to be going into the next album now, which is Human After All in 2005. Where the group starts to experiment with new style and genres while remaining and retaining the same repetitive and headbanging quality of house. So the first song I'm going to be playing is Robot Rock, and it incorporates a lot of rock elements, as one would imagine. But the song does incorporate this new rock element by adding a really distorted guitar and just a lot of robotic vocals, but mixed really well with a synthetic keyboard. It worked in Onwards to Discovery due to the quality of the sounds and the mixing, but it just doesn't really feel the same in this album. So I'm gonna now go into the next song, which is Television, which a lot of people actually know, and this is going to be the last song I will be playing from the album, but I do think it's really interesting due to the usage of a vocoder within the song. I do recommend you check out Make Love in this album, because I think it's a bit of a hidden gem, it's a lot slower, and is really different from the other stuff that Daft Punk has made. So here we go into Television.
Television rules the nation. Television rules the nation. Television rules the nation.
2005 album Human After All and Television. This song is really interesting, especially from the synth sounds that are used. It makes a really cool semi-drop part with a chorus where just like the harmonic between the main just synthy melody and also just the harder hitting distorted sound just makes a really, really cool sound. But as I mentioned, this album isn't my favorite. I feel like all the songs in the album are all just a little bit too repetitive and it feels like a de-evolution compared to the 2001 album. So next, I'm going to be just saying a really quick PSA, which is Coronavirus Disease 2019 from the CDC. CDC COVID-19 PSA Travelers Returning Home. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from COVID-19. If you recently traveled within the United States or to another country, you may have been exposed to COVID-19. You should do the following tasks. Wear a mask when in public, maintain social distancing approximately 6 feet from others, wash your hands often, and watch your health. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19 to learn how to protect yourself and others from COVID-19. It's been nearly a full year, so we still have just to be very careful and very vigilant. So, Daft Punk then did a soundtrack for the Tron Legacy movie in 2010, and though well composed, none of the songs are particularly worth of note and worth playing here, but they do work really, really well for the Morbi, just from the synthy sounds that work really well for the sci-fi movie setting, due to their synthetic keyboard sounds and also other stuff. But what was really interesting within these songs is that there was an introduction of cinematic elements, cinematic music elements, especially just really hard brass sounds that were inserted of a song. So it's nice seeing how like this synthy house French pop, French synth pop sounds and music can be altered to another purpose, which is in this case being a soundtrack. And so we're going to go into the next movie, which is Random Memories in 2013. Sorry, I meant next album. And this is the final album, which I do really like, and it probably comes second after Onwards to Discovery. The group has definitely done significant improvements in remixing, and we're going to start it with Give Life Back to the Music, where the song is really similar to the ones from 2001, but there's just another level of complexity added in the instrumentation, with now two different live guitars that merge together really well with a vocoder melody. And here we go, Give Life Back to the Music. We'll be right back. That was Give Life Back to the Music, which I just really, really like because of how different it is from previous Daft Punk songs. You've got that two new elements with the guitars, but also what's really interesting is you have the different sections, which really wasn't present in other Daft Punk songs. Because in Give Life Back to the Music, you've got that really cool and funky guitar part, but also you have those slower sections with the bass where just everything is cooled down and calmer. And it's just really nice to have those differences and evolution throughout the song, which kind of wasn't part of Daft Punk songs before, which would just write through the song with the same melody and the same just hardcore beat. So this is going it's going further away from house as we knew it, now going into a different mix of funk and just electro music in general. It's just really, really interesting with the use of a vocoder, which is just really symbolic to Daft Punk. And of course, I have to play it. The last song I'm going to play from Daft Punk is the summer hit Get Lucky. I've heard this song far too many times, but a careful observation of its element does highlight why the song was so successful. Pharrell Williams in this song is extremely talented, and the natural bass and guitar combine so well. So here is the summer hit, Get Lucky.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? Force from the beginning.
Lucky. We come to far to get lucky. To look out. Lucky. To get lucky. Lucky. So
And that was Get Lucky. I really like that ending riff with just the keyboard going down. It's just really, really good. This song in general is just fantastic. For really clean vocals from Pharrell Williams, the really cool guitar sounds, the fantastic bass sample that is used. I don't think it's a sample, I think it's live playing, but it's the same that was used in previous album, and that Daft Punk bass is oh so wonderful. It's got such a particular tone. It's really, really nice and enjoyable. And so we're going to end Daft Punk here, but just Get Lucky is such a good representation of everything that is good about Daft Punk. There is a lot of repetition, but at the same time, the song evolves a lot. There's a bridge section where everything goes down and just the chorus. And before it goes into a chorus, we've got some soloing happening with piano and other stuff. It's just really, really good, and it shows how far Daft Punk has gone just in the music production process. And now we're going to move on to the next part of the show, where I'm just going to play some of the artists that I just kind of want to talk about. And because we played Daft Punk, which is one of the godfather of electronic music, I think it would be interesting to talk about an artist that came just a little bit afterwards, but that is kind of a contemporary, but I stopped doing music for a while, we haven't gotten anything new, and that's Cassette. I talked about them really quickly at the beginning of the show because they also wear a helmet, which is kind of similar to how Daft Punk wears robotic helmets. But I chose the song. Sleepless from Cassette just because it was really interesting and they kind of use a vocoder and a voice that's really robotic for the vocals. So here we go into Sleepless by Cassette.
It kills my heart to see. Your eyes are no longer on me. It's critical to me. You stop messing with me. It kills my heart to know. You don't think this love could grow. Cause anywhere you'd go, you know I would follow. Cause I'm sleepless about you.
And so that was Sleepless by Cazette. It's really interesting because it released, Sleepless, this song released like 7 years ago, which is approximately at the same time as the Daft Punk album. And it's really interesting just comparing it to Daft Punk and their albums, of how Daft Punk started just really synthetic house feel of just repetition and going forward. But afterwards, in the later albums, they actually took on more natural sounds with the introduction to guitar and basses. And it's really interesting just comparing that to an artist like Cazette, who just really stayed with those synthetic elements and wasn't really using actual natural sounds, but just pushing the boundaries of what MIDI and instrumentation could do in that time. So Cazette, just a really good song. I love the instrumentation, the sound used. Also, the bass is really, really nice, even though it's synthetic. Also, it's very nice in there. But yeah, that was Cazette, and I think let's move on to the next artist, which I want to talk about, and I also mentioned it briefly. It's Deadmau5, and this is going to be Deadmau5 Channel 43 with Wolfen Carpenter. It's just a really interesting song. It's a lot closer to the original Daft Punk stuff, where instead of house, it's more like party. So here we go. So here we go into the last song I will be playing for the show, High Score by Temanite and Panda Eyes. And just before I end it, this is Tufts WMFO in Medford. Thank you everyone for tuning in to Cape Overland, and I hope to see you next week. Here we go! We'll be right back.
like I'm some sort of stranger you haven't got to know before. When my gut said you weren't in it, you said stay. We're really not that different, so I stay here with you.